T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm still getting used to this TV thing. Just did a hit on Channel 2 with Poppy Annie, and I forgot to turn the light on behind me, so I'm getting crushed for it on Twitter, whatever.
People I know that would probably look worse if there was more light on you. Sorry, that was...
Chris, do you put makeup on for your TV appearances?
Hell no. Absolutely not. No way. Why would I do that? Take me as I am or not at all. That's what I say.
Richie Walsh, Steelers reporter and sports anchor at Channel 2, joining us right now, one of Chris's co-hosts on the CW Nightly Sports Call and Sports Showdown joining us. Richie, do you apply your own makeup?
Yeah, I do.
What do you go with? What are the go-tos?
I got MAC, NW35, pressed powder.
Okay, so where do you put that?
It's just the powder, and you apply it on your face and even it out. You know, I've gotten to become a pretty much an expert at it now today.
Oh my God!
Who first taught you?
And I'm not afraid to admit it.
No, I know. That's what I like about you. Who kind of showed you the way? Who was your Mr. Miyagi in terms of TV makeup? Was it Bill Phillips?
No. I would say maybe John Fedko. Yeah, I'd say, you know, Fedko.
Did you ever think about rocking the suspenders like Fedko and trying to like do your own thing?
I bet Fedko bought that makeup in bulk so he could get a deal, Richie.
I'm not sure, but I know I use different kind of makeup than he did. But I learned a lot from Fedko because I interned for him, and he was the first person I really learned under. Him and Bob Pompiani. I interned under Bob, too. So Bob probably taught me some things about putting on makeup. He's pretty good at it, too.
Richie, who is the most naturally handsome person in TV sports in this city? The person who needs the least makeup to look TV ready?
Well, that's a good question. I got to go with my man, Bob. I don't know. I don't know who needs the least amount of makeup. I mean, you'd have to go with someone that's younger, I guess.
Well, I don't know. Like, Rick Dayton looks like he's a dude that just rolls out of bed and he's got the anchor hair all ready to go. Like, he just looks like he was born to be in front of the camera, Richie. Come on.
I don't think he wears much makeup, to be honest with you. But, hey, it's a big myth about my hair. I spend less than a minute on it. I don't put that much time into it.
Have you considered what you're going to do with hair salons and barber shops being closed, Richie?
You know, I've thought of this. One of my best friends, his name is Sergio. He owns Sergio Styles in Dormont. And I might have to sneak over to his house at some point here because I usually get a cut every 2 weeks. And we're going on about 4 weeks now with me not having my hair cut. So, I to be truthful here, I do have a set of clippers, and I've trimmed up my sides twice now. And I'm getting to be pretty good at trying to the hardest thing is trying to even it out. I won't touch the top of my hair because I couldn't do that. But the sides, I can manage a little bit
far.
For a couple weeks.
I'm so happy that I have just given up on having hair. Let me just tell you both right now. I went in there, got the clippers, shaved it down, bicked the rest, and it was done. What a glorious life.
I mean, you had a
life.
Great question on the sports call the other night, Chris, about who would I trust to let me cut my hair if I had to do it. I don't know. That's a good question.
How about Caboli?
No, because Caboli's a funny guy. He would probably put, shave the middle of my head. Or someone, you know, I don't trust Bob because he's probably not good with scissors. You know, Bob.
Why do you say that?
Well, he has everything done for him his whole life. He's Bob Pompeiani.
Fair enough.
You just said he was your makeup sensei, Richie, and now you're throwing him under the bus.
Well, he was, you know. But back in the day I interned at KDK, they had makeup people put your own that applied makeup. But I've watched Bob over time put on makeup. He does a great job at it.
All right, we're talking to Richie Walsh here. We're gonna put you through the kind of gauntlet here of some of the things we've been talking about the last few days. We're gonna hit you with this one, Richie. As a Pitt diehard, as a Division I athlete that went to Pitt as a track star, as somebody that still is very supportive of Pitt athletics, can you, Richie Walsh, appreciate the song "Country Roads"?
To be honest with you, no. No. And I'll tell you, one of my first jobs was in West Virginia in Wheeling, and they played it all the time. And then they would play it at games. So, I'm not a big fan of the song. Maybe I can appreciate it because people like it, and it's a good song. But I don't like the song. So
wait, do you not like country music? What, like? To
be honest with you, I'm not a big country music guy. No, I don't really listen to country music. So, and anything that's tied to West Virginia University,
Are you more anti West Virginia or Penn State as a Pitt fan, Richie? Bigger rival for you?
Well, it's got to be Penn State. To be honest with you, though, when I was being recruited for track, Penn State was my number one choice. I wanted to go to Penn State, but Pitt offered me a full scholarship. Penn State only offered me half, so I went to Pitt, and I loved it at Pitt. And plus, when I went on my recruiting trips, that was the big seller for me. I had way more fun at Pitt than I did at Penn State for the recruiting weekend.
Interesting. Very
and my dad, interesting. My dad said he would buy me a car if I went to Pitt. So,
what kind of car was it?
Buried the lead here, Richie.
A white Ford Probe GT. I love that car.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That was like 1992's hot car.
Yeah, like 1998, I think.
All right, 98.
Richie, NHLPA poll today. Hockey players were asked the best golfer among the players. Joe Pavelski won, but Penguin defenseman Justin Schultz finished third. And former Penguin Greg McKegg, believe it or not, was fourth on that list. Give me the best Pittsburgh athlete you've ever played golf with, and then give me, outside of you, the best Pittsburgh media personality you've ever played golf with.
All right, the best Pittsburgh athlete that I ever golfed with has to be Arnold Palmer. I had a chance to
play
with him.
Hold on, that's cheating. That's cheating.
Non-professional golfer. Non-professional golfer.
Non-all-time great golfer.
The best athlete. I played behind Mario Lemieux and never played actually with him in a foursome. I'm trying to think of the best professional athlete. Most of the professional athletes.
I don't mean most famous. I mean the best golfer of the bunch.
You've got a $20,000 a head scramble, and you need a partner who's going to bring the goods, Richie.
Oh, in professional sports, who would I take?
Yeah.
I heard Justin Schultz is really good.
Oh, I just said that. I just told you that.
Yeah, and I've never had a chance to play with him, but I heard he's pretty good. I heard James Neal was pretty good. He played in a couple-member guest that I was in with.
How about if you had to partner up with a Pittsburgh sports media personality? Would you take Zeiss? Would that be your first pick?
If I was getting strokes. If he was getting strokes, yeah. You know, if you were talking about getting strokes, I'll take Pomp all day.
Here we go. Sucking up the Pomp again, Chris.
No, the 15 handicap, he'd get 15 shots. But if I were to play with someone in the Pittsburgh media, are you talking about on-air personality?
No, it can be anybody, newspaper man, show host, TV guy.
I actually think the best golfer in the Pittsburgh media is Kevin Kane. He's a photographer for AT&T Sports, so I would take him.
What about Hathorn? Because I think if you could get Hathorn 30 rounds to 40 rounds a summer instead of like the six that he actually plays, I think Hathorn wipes the floor with
Great
just about
point,
anybody.
Chris.
You know what about that? Yeah, Jeff is very, very underrated. I mean, we played in this event last year, and I would think he was a second round all year, and he shot 79. If he could play as much as I play, he would be probably a scratch golfer.
Jeff would be a scratch golfer if he could play as much as you could play. And Jeff also, like I, uses – they're great old ping clubs, but they're like 35 years old. If you upgraded Jeff's equipment and gave him 30 rounds a summer, he would shoot in the 60s at least once.
His grip was falling off. I grabbed one of his clubs. His grip was falling off.
Hey, Richie.
I offered to get his clubs re-gripped for him.
Was Richie Walsh growing up into the Michael Jordan Bulls, yes or no?
Yes, I love Jordan. You know, one of my best friends loved the Bulls, too. So that was right in my era. You know, that's right in my wheelhouse. So, of course, everyone loved Jordan and wanted to be like Mike and taking last-second shots, pretending you're Michael Jordan in your backyard or at the park. So, yeah, I was a big Jordan fan. Look, I wasn't a huge NBA fan, but I was a big Bulls Jordan fan.
What was it
but
about
not really
Jordan,
an NBA
Richie?
Fan because you know, we didn't grow up around the NBA here.
What was it about Jordan, though, that transcended that, Richie? Because, like, I've probably heard that opinion on Michael Jordan from fellow Pittsburghers. Now, granted, I like the NBA itself, but I think I've heard that I was a Jordan fan but not really an NBA fan more than any other opinion. What was it, in your opinion, about Michael Jordan that was so magnetic, that drew so many otherwise kind of uninterested basketball types to him?
Just some guys have that persona, right? And plus, I mean, he was on TV all the time. And these were the days when, you know, we only had, what, 50, 60 channels, 30 channels maybe on cable. And, you know, the Bulls were on all the time. They were on SportsCenter all the time. He was the best player in the NBA, hands down. But he has that persona, like he knows he's good. I've actually had a chance to interview him and talk to him just a little bit a couple times, and yeah, he's one guy that I was kind of in awe of.
Are you in awe of my idea to bring Jameis Winston to the Steelers?
I think you're pushing me to your side a little bit.
Oh, okay, let's go, Richie. Tell me why.
I like when we're throwing out maybe a one-year deal worth $5 million, I think the Steelers could afford something like that now, especially if they restructure more guys. And then you have a veteran presence in that quarterback room. You know, I hate all these guys out here that are putting out these mock drafts that are saying the Steelers are going to draft a quarterback. If they do that, then everyone are liars, essentially, because they've been saying that they're comfortable with their quarterback room. Mason Rudolph, the future, he's a potential first rounder, and they like him and they're confident in him. So if they draft a quarterback, you know, I just think that they've been telling us all lies, essentially. So I want to believe what they tell us, right? I want to believe what they're saying to me, that they're content and they're happy with their quarterback situation right now. Maybe behind Mason Rudolph, you might see them bringing some people to compete for a third quarterback. But if you could add Jameis Winston on the cheap, then I say you do it. Because you never know, you could get into a situation like last year. Plus, if they do add another quarterback like that, I think that points to that they're not entirely sure that Ben Roethlisberger is going to be the better version of Ben Roethlisberger.
Richie Walsh covers the Steelers for KDKA, of course. Anchor there, CW Nightly Sports Call every night, 10:35. Chris Muller, a big part of that. I'm on there occasionally. Also, Paul Zeiss gets some run on there. And he had an epic rant on parking once that went viral.
Yeah, that
Richie.
Was for Light Up Night. That was Light Up Night. I think it got like 50,000 views on Twitter.
Would you say that's the number one moment in sports call history?
You know, my favorite moments when Greg Giannotti used to take the best of the sports call prank call. That was tremendous. I used to look forward to those. I remember one time I got a prank call. Well, it wasn't even a prank call. The guy called in and asked to talk to Bob. And I said, he's not here. He said, is Bob there? I said, no, he's not here. He said, I want to talk to Bob. I said, he's not here. And he goes, okay, thanks. And he hung up. I don't know if it was a prank call or if a guy was just didn't have the TV on.
And so in the moment when it was happening, were you thinking to yourself, this is going to show up on the morning show the next day?
Oh, yeah, I knew it was. And it did. And it was like one of his top 10 all-time pranks.
You're giving me, so let me just make sure I have this right. If I get your blessing, and then if I can get Giannotti's blessing, if I have your blessing and Giannotti's blessing, do you think we could bring back the best of the nightly sports call?
I would love it. That was a highlight of my
Chris?
I used to look forward to that.
Pony, I'm a guy that did segments like the Power Rankings, played the Undertaker's theme music at 1 a.m. What do you think my opinion on bringing back the best of the sports call is?
I think we've got...
We had a guy yesterday that... Richie, we had a guy yesterday that called into me in pomp and was asking us about the draft, and he said, guys, I got a problem. My 37th wedding anniversary falls on day one of the draft, the 23rd of April. He's like, what do I do? What do I do? He's regaling us, and he tells us that the day after he was married, he didn't leave his hotel room down in South Florida. Not because of what you might think, but because he was watching the draft the following day. That's the kind of person that's calling in.
Well, I guess the good thing now is he probably won't be able to go out.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a bad thing, but just because of what's going on, and everyone has to stay at home, so he's going to
The
be
real upset
home.
Is that he's been married for 37 years, and it sounds like he loves the draft more than his wife.
I think as long as we maybe, you know, call it, like, if Giannotti comes on, like, in an emeritus role and gives us permission the first time we do it, I think we can bring back the best of the nightly sports call.
Well, I think we should definitely bring it back because you guys are on it now.
Right.
I mean,
now we're making fun of ourselves. We're laughing at ourselves. We're not laughing at the woman who called Gene Collier Martha Washington. Okay? Because now it's about us. now it's on us. So, hey, Richie, you're a great sport. Can't wait to talk to you again soon. Thank you.
All right, I'll be back on Thursday. Are you working, Pony?
Yeah, I'll be there. If I can turn the light on behind me, yeah, I'll be there. All right, see ya.
Must see TV, baby.
There you go, Richie Walsh. Well, I think progress got made there. The sports call.
Here's a question, Pony. It's me and Pomp. Hold on. You and Richie Thursday, me and Pomp on Wednesday, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Here's my question. You have clearly established yourself as the preeminent voice on the Fan. You outstrip me by a lot.
No.
But I think in fairness, Pomp outdoes Richie. So which tag team there has more combined power, me and Pomp or you and Richie?
I think anything with Pomp.
I don't know. You're pretty – I'm telling you, Pomp has a lot of respect for you, and rightfully so. I don't know.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.